SBS Radio.
There we go. Why don't we give him a B for vaccine? B for vaccine.
Yeah, all right.
That's great.
Jubilation as 84-year-old aged care resident and World War II survivor Jane Malyshak became the first person in Australia to get the coronavirus vaccine. Australia's rollout of its COVID-19 vaccination program began with a surprise announcement that the first shots would be administered a day ahead of schedule. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he also got vaccinated to show confidence in the safety of the vaccine.
And I have, by my own example today, joined by the Chief Nurse and Midwifery and the Chief Medical Officer of our country, together with those Australians who are in the top priority of this vaccination program, to say to you Australians, it's safe, it's important. Join us on this Australian path that sees us come out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Phase 1A of the vaccination is set to begin in full tomorrow, with up to 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to be given to hotel quarantine workers, frontline healthcare workers, and aged care staff and residents in the coming weeks. Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Alison McMillan says it is important that healthcare workers support the vaccine.
It really doesn't hurt at all. This is such an important day for Australia, but it's a particularly eye focus, obviously, on our healthcare workers. They are the people who are part of 1A, who will be starting to get this vaccine, and I want to encourage all of them to have confidence in this and to get the vaccine, along with aged care workers and, of course, aged care residents.
Mr. Morrison says that the vaccine will be voluntary and a lot of effort is being put into the public health advertising campaign to address any vaccine hesitancy concerns.
This whole process has been developed and is being run and has been signed off by the best medical experts in the world, and they are Australian. And so for that reason, I would encourage people to join with us, but also have the questions answered that they want to ask. I think that's completely understandable. But you know, I think as time goes on, and as people see the benefits, as we're already starting to see in other countries that have gone down this path, then I would expect to see confidence continue to lift.
He says the federal government is working with the states and territories to coordinate the rollout of the vaccine based on advice from the chief medical officers. In Queensland, 125,000 residents will be in the first group to get vaccinated in the state over the next 6 weeks. Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says the state government will be making the arrangements to vaccinate hotel quarantine staff and direct frontline healthcare workers, while the federal government will be looking after vaccinations for residents in aged care and disability accommodation. She says after the initial 6-week period, more Queenslanders will be vaccinated.
Now, phase 1B is 1 million Queenslanders. So that's everyone who's aged 70 years and over, and most of those people will be able to go to their normal GP. Then any of our First Nations people in Queensland aged over 55 are included in this group. Younger adults who have severe underlying disease or disability, they're in this group.
Data from Israel's vaccination rollout shows that two doses of the Pfizer vaccine are nearly 96% effective against infection. Israel's vaccination campaign is regarded as the world's fastest, with 47% of its population already vaccinated with one dose since the rollout in December. 32% have received two doses. Israel's health ministry says its data also shows the vaccine is also 99.2% effective against serious illness and 98.9% effective in preventing death. The Australian government chief medical officer Paul Kelly says the goal is to ensure a wide uptake of the vaccine and to reduce the number of deaths from the virus.
That key point is about the severe disease, and we know that both the AstraZeneca and the Pfizer vaccine, which I now have had, that will protect me. There's new evidence coming all the time from the real world experience from countries that have been vaccinating now for a couple of months. And that real-world experience is absolutely confirming that. Decreases in hospitalisations, decreases in deaths, decreases in serious disease. These are really important findings.
Following Facebook's decision to block content from Australian media organisations, which also affected non-news groups, the federal government says it won't be using paid advertising to communicate coronavirus information on the social media platform. No new local cases of COVID-19 were recorded in Queensland, New South Wales or Victoria. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Edwina Guinan, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.